Earlier this year, the nonprofit Wonderroot signaled a leap in both size and scope when it announced a move to a building 14 times its current size. The arts group is dedicated to inspiring social change. Its projects range from arts programs for young people to a variety of social activist projects. Renovations on Wonderroot's new building are set to start in February. We recently got an early tour of the facility, an old school in Atlanta's Reynoldstown neighborhood, with Executive Director Chris Appleton. It's a cold winter morning, and Chris Appleton and I are standing outside what will be the Wonderroot Center for Arts and Social Change on Memorial Drive.
Do you want me to, like, do a walking tour? Do you have questions?
I have questions.
The new building sits across the street from the 4,500-square-foot house where Wonderroot has spent its first 7 years, and it dwarfs the place.
The property is a little bit over 8 acres. The building is about 54,000 square feet. It was built in 1922 as Faith Elementary.
It's served as several schools since then, most recently Tech High Charter School. That closed in 2012.
And that's about when Wonderroot began the process of acquiring the building to be a center for arts and social change.
Let's go inside.
Walk through the front door here. Moving now into kind of the main part of the building. The building is going to be really kind of zoned into three different areas.
One for each of its three floors, which form a really big L shape.
One is the public assembly spaces. The other is the private studio spaces, and that'll be the entire top floor of the building. And then the third will be the community studios, what we call the open access studios. So this is like the recording studio, the dark room, the pottery studio, digital media lab, dance rehearsal studio, and so on.
There will also be a restaurant, a performance space, and an art gallery. Wonderroot's mission is about using art to inspire social change, so the building will also house a few nonprofit groups and small creative businesses whose work gels philosophically with what Wonderroot does. It's a really big project, and nothing else quite like it exists anywhere in Atlanta. The estimated cost of renovation is $2.8 million. But just as the heart of an old school like this one is the classroom, the heart of the Wonderroot Center is the artist studio, 45 of them made up mostly of former classrooms, like this bright and airy one up on the third floor.
Every classroom in the building has a full bank of windows, so there won't be a studio in the building that won't have natural light.
But then there are the floors, which don't look so beautiful on the surface. In this old building, every room's flooring is different from the last. Here in this classroom, we're standing on stained and molding carpet.
We've got on the top layer carpet tile, underneath that asbestos tile floors, underneath that plywood decking, and then underneath the bottom layer of tile are some really beautiful hardwood floors, and we're going to do our best to go down to that.
This makeover is highly symbolic for Wonderroot, whose work with community partners like the High Museum of Art and the Emory Center for Ethics didn't really match with the look of its headquarters, the cramped old house across the street. Much of the funding for renovation comes through an historic preservation grant, which, floors aside, will also see to things like ditching the drop ceilings in favor of the soaring originals. It will even save the school crest on the wall up front. They've received more than 200 applications for artist spaces since opening up the process in August 2014. That competition is good for Wonderroot on a number of levels. Right now, it depends on donors for 3/4 of its income, but the group hopes to start earning the lion's share of its revenue from renting these spaces. One of our final stops takes us to where the most ambitious renovations are planned. And oddly enough, it's also the place that looks the most like students walked out of here 5 minutes ago.
So here we enter into the shop and workroom, which has quite the amazing treasure trove of woodworking equipment.
And actually, you can see somebody was working on some project here at this desk. There's a can of gold spray paint with some cobwebs.
This will be more studio space here.
And atop the studio space in this small building, which actually adjoins the school, Wonderroot will construct a second floor, which will house what Appleton calls the center's signature piece, a 2,000-square-foot art gallery. The whole center is set to open in the fall of 2015, and Appleton says they're more than ready for all of it, the art gallery, the new programming, and the ambitious leap in size.
You think, before you really start planning, that's an unlimited amount of space. We would never need more than 50,000 square feet, but very quickly, we're not even in the building yet and we're bursting at the seams.
And trying to maximize every square inch, which has led to some tough choices. Put simply, there's no other physical space in Atlanta dedicated both to art and to social change. This expansion has forced Wonderroot to consider closely its role in both these communities.
Is our primary purpose to serve artists or to serve nonprofit arts organizations? And certainly we will serve both. But I think that we have come to the conclusion that there's fewer resources for artists than there are for nonprofit organizations or nonprofit arts organizations.
And while some nonprofits will find homes here, the main emphasis is space and resources for artists. Appleton says this just points to the many unmet needs that still plague Atlanta's arts world.
We've been hearing a lot about a need to better serve the dance community, the literary community, the film community. There's not, a traditional in-town Atlanta artist residency program.
He says he'd like to see Wonderroot try its hand at these things, too, at some point. But sometimes it takes a massive expansion to realize that you still can't do it all. We continue.
Do you want to walk to the back of the field?
Through the old sports fields behind the building, where Wonderroot foresees festivals and a sculpture garden, to the very southern quarter acre of the property that borders Interstate 20, where Appleton half jokes that they'll build tree houses.
And we'll find something to do back here.
How much can you do when it's right next to the highway?
I don't know. Maybe there could be a garden. There's some flat land back here. Maybe there could be a small garden or something. We haven't decided what we're going to do with this space quite yet.
But he swears that like every other inch of these grounds, someone has got to want it for something. Kate Sweeney, WABE.